Is there still a fighting chance to take back this country?
I don't know. I think the time is short. I think we have a very short window. I really do. I don't think we have much longer that we can actually save our republic and protect our freedoms and protect our Constitution.
Ah! I just started the show and I'm already over it. I'm over it. I'm just literally, I'm done with everything. I'm done with everyone. I'm done with the country. I'm done with the world. I'm done with myself. I just need to breathe for a second because I don't know if you're like me, but things aren't looking so hot for the country. And I was trying to get a white pill a little bit. I really was. I was trying to wake up and smell the roses and think that things might actually get better in this country. I was out of clown pills. My doctor didn't prescribe me any today. And so I spoke to Marjorie Taylor Greene to get a little bit of beacon of hope for the nation. It turns out shit's not looking good. Not looking good. Not only now, not going to be too good in the future. And this is from a sitting member of Congress, which we're going to talk to later in the show today. It's not all bad. Obviously, we are still fighting. But, you know, I just got to say, Savannah, things have been better in this country. Would you say they've been better and they've been better for the show, too?
Yeah, they definitely have. You know, I was thinking about the fact that we've never been so pro-crime in America as we are right now. I mean, we keep playing all of the videos from San Francisco of people who are just shoplifting TVs, having a grand old time, juries that are being harassed by reporters, you know, during one of the most high-profile cases we've seen in a while. It's a great time to be alive, truly.
It is. And today I'm just going to go hard. I'm going to rip into the satanics, sodomites in this country. Everybody, it's all f***ery. It just is. And I'm so sick of it. And we're just going to go hard. We are literally going to flex our bingers and we're going to go at this. But on that note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we always have confetti of color, COC, blasting in our face. Just to get for the boys, you can give a little COC in the face of Savannah. In the back, you see what her face looks like after she's experienced serious confetti of color. My name is Elijah Schaefer. I am somewhere in the top 17 to 19 hosts. I don't even know anymore. I just know that I'm close to getting canceled, which we're going to talk about. But before we jump into that, I got to give a huge shout out to the sponsor of today's show, Undertak, which make the best boxers in America. Now, number one, I do want to say this. Look at this. So I'm actually wearing them. Like these, this is, yep, there they are. Okay. So I'm actually wearing them. So I trust my junk and I trust my exercise and my daily activities to be held tight and secure by the best boxers in America. They're battle tested, special forces tested, in fact, that they are anti-pilling. They are they basically don't hold any moisture. So it's nice. You don't have with, you know, any of that problem down there. They breathe. They don't ride up. And honestly, I'm going to say this too. Besides the fact that the boxers are amazing and if you don't own some, you should get some because they're actually extremely comfortable. I do want to let you know on a side note. The owner of the company wrote me a personal letter and sent me a package yesterday. This is a true story. And number one, he basically said that he loves the show and that he stands by our values. So that's really cool. He also talked about another company that threw us under the rug and said that, you know, they did us dirty and that they just want to let him know that they stand with us and that they, you know, want to see Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, be set free, et cetera. So it's like, it's the best boxers. Literally they're tight, secure, but they have the right amount of room for your junk to breathe. They have a quick access pocket. The waistline, the band is extremely comfortable. It doesn't leave marks. So get them, but also the owner's super freaking cool. And I really like him and he supports our values and he hates all the things we hate. So go to getundertak.com right now. Save 20% off your order with the offer code offensive20. That's offensive20. So on top of being a superior product for 30% less, you can save an additional 20% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to getundertak.com, getundertak.com, promo code offensive20 and get some for you and your family today. And I don't care. It was partly an ad read, but also literally everybody in this country, except for the people that are doing what's right and that are fighting for what's good. I'm getting to the point, Savannah, in all of this to where, like, I just don't care anymore what people think or what they say. Like, I know we are fighting for our lives. I'm seeing what's going on with the Stasi in Europe, you know, literally asking old women for their papers to shop in stores. I'm watching the segregation, the persecution, the society be segregated into a class of the fucking morons known as the vaccinated. And then that did it because they needed to get it. When Fauci is literally saying that now boosters are going to be a part part of your regimen. And then there's people like us that are just like, we opted out of this a long time ago. We're not, we don't complain about the system. We never joined it and we're never joining it.
Yeah, never. And I totally understand where you're at too, with just being like F everybody. And we were talking about this behind the scenes a little bit as well, where it's like, do we, I don't know. I don't want to feed into the division in America right now because we are very divided. But at the same time, where do we go from here? We're currently living in a country where people are okay with open pedophilia, where the left is defending a pedophile right now, where I'm sure many on the street would say they would rather have Joseph Rosenbaum out free walking in America than Kyle Rittenhouse because they're complete psychopaths. How do we live with these types of people in society? We can't.
No, we literally cannot. There is no living with these people. And if we're going to have a conversation, if we're going to do this, and we're just going to do this because it's been a while since it's just been me and you talking. Mm-hmm. Obviously we have a lot of content we're going to look at. We have a lot of stories we're going to break down, and we have the interview with Marjorie. But like what you're saying here is like, you don't want to feed into the division, but Savannah, there is no division to feed into. We're not in a position to where it's like, oh, I'm, you know, feeding the extremism. Like the far radical left, the globalists, the communists that are in control, they've taken a hold of the nation. Mm-hmm. There's no division to feed into. It's already divided. There's two groups of people, right? We're already here.
Right.
So it's not like we're like, oh, there's something that could be saved. And then we're going, oh, we're trying to prevent that healing and that unity. No, these are satanic, evil people that have gripped our nation. And I'm saying this, and they've already taken control of every institution in this country. And now it's like, we have to do whatever we can to resist these people until there's no other options left.
See, and it's interesting that you're bringing this up as well, because right now, outside of the Rittenhouse trial, for example, sheriffs are bringing cookies and they're sharing them with the BLMers and blah, blah, blah. Yesterday, the BLM and pro-Rittenhouse protesters were sharing a pizza. And what I'm noticing a lot from the right is that people are getting upset. You know, previously we would say, okay, look, people can come together. We can get along. We can have a civil discourse and conversation. But now people, you know, after 2020 are like, why the hell are we breaking bread with the people who burned and looted and rioted and destroyed our country for an entire year? These are our enemies. And I don't want to view people, my fellow Americans, as my enemy. I really don't. But at the same time, I don't promote or accept pedophilia. I don't want communism in my country. I don't want socialism in my country. And these people should have no place in a country that has given them so many rights and freedoms. We're so coddled as a society that we've willingly given them up. And I can't live with people like that. I really can't. I don't want to share the country with them.
Right. No. And that's why, you know, it's always like, oh, well, Kyle drove across state lines. Okay, first of all, Kyle drove 31 minutes across state lines. His dad lived there, you feckless piece of shit. You don't even understand. You don't even know directions. You're literally the morons, idiots. These people literally don't think, because guess who else drove 51 minutes into a city he didn't live in with a gun that he didn't have a license for?
Oh, was it the Antifa member who actually attempted to murder
A minor? Yeah, okay.
Gotcha. I'm on the same page with that one.
Oh, but he's the victim, right? He's a hero, like Binger said. And it's like, so it's not, I'm not just yelling into the air, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just being angry. It's not adding to the divide. It's going insane from wondering how much more needs to be said. What else needs to be happened? What else can be done for till people wake up and start taking this seriously? You know, people are literally selling their souls over to keep a crappy job that they don't like. And yes, I'm not minimizing people that have genuinely, you know, have families and really have the fear of losing their jobs and not being able to provide. So they feel the pressure to get vaccinated. Not that. But in the end, man, if you're not willing to sacrifice even that to stick up to your morals and what you believe in, like it's not even the two jabs. It's going to be boosters every 6 to 8 months.
That's the thing, Elijah. People need to understand that this is the hill to die on. And we, you know, we do have the rhetoric, and we have been saying like, oh, we understand if this is something that you're worried about because you do have to provide for your family. But no, this is the hill to die on, because if we continue to allow this to fester, where are we going to end up? We're all going to be microchipped by the government for health and safety. That's where this leads to. Like, what more needs to happen, like you were just talking about? And, you know, you feel extreme frustration watching what's currently going on in our country. I feel it, too. And I think the frustration lies in the fact that we have so seldom few politicians in office who actually care about American people. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar being some of those people. They just, you know, Marjorie will be talking about what they've done to Paul Gosar. Everyone knows that he was, what, censured over a freaking meme of AOC. Like, what the hell is the House doing? What the hell are these politicians doing in office? Nothing effective. Truly nothing effective for the American people.
I know.
People.
And you know what's funny, though, is like down here, if you go to my screen, if you guys don't know this, so in Congress, they're actually taking away all the true conservatives' voices and actually taking away their committee power, which is the way that you actually usurp the power in the nation. Mm-hmm. And you might not know how Congress works, but this is important because we have a few major people that are fighting for us. We have Boebert, we have MTG, we have Gosar, and of course the Freedom Caucus members who are all fighting to hold the values that I'm sure you hold watching the show. So Gosar gets his committees stripped and he gets censured, literally gets stripped of all of his power in Congress because he shared a meme that was like of anime of him, like his face was... He keyframed. He didn't even make this. He just shared a video where like he's like fighting another enemy and that enemy has AOC's face on it. And it's like a quick second of the video as well. And they're saying it's promoting violence. And so what's funny is though, is that like Nuance Bro, who's going to be on our show in December, was like, obviously has this whole thing. He reposted the video. I reposted it. And I'm so happy Paul Gosar retweeted it. It's so funny. Even after he got censured.
Nice.
But of course, like these fat idiots from like the HuffPost and all these horrible, horrible people that work for the devil. It's like fresh off being censured. Paul Gosar retweets the same video that got him in trouble in the first place. Worth remembering that despite Gosar never expressing remorse, a number of Republicans pretended he had during today's hearings. That looks really foolish now, but... And I'm just like, yeah, excellent work, Dr. Gosar. Double down is the best option. Glad to see you not backing down, buddy. Aaron Ruppert, a sodomite, an obese sodomite. It's like, dude, you're fat and you're a loser. And you literally, nobody likes you. But I will tell you this. It's like, he didn't have remorse. There's no remorse, buddy. I have no remorse for anything I've said on this show. I have no remorse for anything I've said. And I'm just going to get, things are just getting started, buddy. You think we don't have remorse now? Oh, you better believe it. We don't fought. We hate you guys. Genuinely. There's no adding to the division. It's too, how much longer do we need to sit here where it's like these people kill our babies. They murder our infants. They kill our children. Okay. They spread STDs. They push vaccines that who knows what the hell the long-term side effects are. They make a segregated system and then they want to pretend. Oh yeah. And they deny God. They're godless. Savannah, you know this. And then don't forget
about the pedophilia.
Oh yeah. And they're pedophiles. And they're pedophiles.
So they're not trying to murder your children. Then they're trying to sexually assault them.
And they're all ugly. I looked up a Google picture of Aaron Ruppert and he's like wearing like a Star Wars t-shirt. You just know the type of guy this is, you know, what a loser. And he's like, and he's there and he's sitting, you know, going, oh, you know, you need to feel remorse. Okay, first of all, number one, everything you say is irrelevant to me. You're literally a loser and I hate you. Number two, you're going to hell. Number three, I will say this. If it sounds like I'm heated, it's because stop playing their moral game. They go, they don't believe in morals. They don't even believe in God. Mm-hmm. What more? That's why they're winning, because they're doing what it takes to win, because right. They don't believe in God. And so we are fighting these people. And then it's like, oh, well, you should feel remorse because we censored you. Censure me is what Gosar is saying. Fine. He even said, I think it was it with Hamilton or who was it where he said somebody that he sits up there at top with people who have been censured. I think it's on his page.
Yeah, it was Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, it was Hamilton. He goes, I'll stand with the, like, it doesn't mean anything because you censure me doesn't mean that I'm not right. And it's like, they're like, you should feel remorse. For what? Remorse doesn't even exist. You guys are godless. You guys are godless, satanic, sex addicted idiots that are fat. You don't have any self-control yourself. You don't know anything. So what remorse can we feel? What moral high ground do you have to even say anything? And that's what the right's always like, well, but I want to be seen as a good person. To who? The devil's spawn? No, these people, they're trying to destroy us. They want you to die. They're literally killing your kids. And they're sexualizing your children. And they're putting drag queens in front of them. And they're teaching them that they should feel guilty because they're white. That's who these people are. They've invaded your homeland. They are in your houses. They are on your televisions and they're destroying your families and they're destroying everything that we love in this country. Remorse for what, buddy? There's no remorse to be had.
Exactly. And that's why we're seeing this new wave of the new right who, like you, Elijah, like many Americans, are extremely upset. Now, AOC, in response to this video, said that this could incite violence. And we are constantly seeing this rhetoric that words are inciting violence. And I'm so tired of it. It's ridiculous. A video is not an incitement of violence. Words are not violence. And if your feelings get hurt because of words, you're the one with the problem in society. And you need to toughen up, buddy, because in real life, words can't hurt you. And I'm so freaking tired of these pathetic ass people who have a literal mental illness. I'm so tired of us trying to make the world better for them and make them feel better. Our entire society is predicated on these crazed leftist feelings. But guess what? I don't give a crap about your feelings anymore. I know you sure as well don't, Elijah, either. And I'm so tired of, like you said too, Republicans being so weak and spineless. Kevin McCarthy, in response to, you know, Paul Gosar's censure, was just like, well, this is really bad. Democrats are going to face the consequences. Really? When? When, Republicans? They never, no one ever faces consequences. Look at all the damn Senate hearings we've had about big tech, about all of these other issues. No one ever faces consequence in society anymore. Unless you're on the right.
Well, because McCarthy's taking money from Google.
Yeah.
And like, okay, so this is what's actually kind of funny. When we have episodes like this, which if you're new to the show, it's like, yes, not, we don't always just laugh at transgenders, which we will today probably at one point. But speaking of transgenders, as Maxine Waters has literally called for literal violence, and these people call for violence, and the jihadi members of the squad also called for violence as well. So people have actually called for violence. And that's what I'm saying, is that it's like, this isn't a fair fight. We're not fighting a game. This is not, you know, sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. We've lost, and now we have to take it back. And it's like, so I want to tell you this though. Bad news, Savannah, bad news, SOBs. Let's think about this. Okay, so this is good and bad news. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. I mean, we have a script, but it's now like 15 pieces of paper.
Why did you murder that tree? Why did you just abort that tree? Well, I guess it's already been aborted.
Literally make Savannah make a whole script, goes downstairs to print it, rips it up in the first 10 seconds of the video. Okay.
First 10.
I'm just going to say this.
Mm-hmm. What you just did to the script is what Democrats have done to the Constitution. Yes. So thank you for the symbolism there. We appreciate it.
So good and bad moment here.
Okay.
So God has been good with this show, with the new show. God has been very good. Okay. Things are very successful right now. And I thank you guys, every one of you guys who watches this show, and especially those of you guys that have been around for the years. My gosh, things have gotten really bad at times, and we've almost had to shut things down before because they've almost gotten us off the air, both through censorship, financially. I mean, people have gone really hard really after hard. Us. And, you know, we've been, I wouldn't never say a victim, but targets of a lot of federal issues, FBI issues. But of course, it could be worse, right? We could work for Project Veritas and get our houses raided. They tried to raid my house, but I'm not going to get into that. But I'm just going to say, we've gotten through a lot of things, and it's really cool. And I mean this from a real humble position, and give all of you guys the credit for this. And I take none of it, because it's without you, this would have been impossible. And without the hand of God, we would not have made it through. But it's like, to be able to run two podcasts in like the top, like it's slightly offensive in the top 100 podcasts there, and have two podcasts in the top 200, like top 150, as one person is amazing. And that's because you guys have supported the show. As we are getting bigger and these shows are mattering, right? I mean, this also comes with some great things. Like, you know, we're going to be able to update the studio and not be, turn this broom closet into a coat closet.
Into a pantry.
And obviously we are going to be able to expand our team, and we're going to be able to do things that are cool and travel more, and Sav can travel more. But guess who else is noticing that things didn't fail and that they're still getting better? The satanic evil pedophiles. Okay. So as we speak, they are doing something. I'm getting a lot of these people starting to follow me, like a lot. I mean, like six this week, which there's probably only 9 of them. Like people like Christopher Mathias, who's a senior reporter for the Huff Post covering the far right. Okay. So this guy pushes state enforced sodomy on the world. And he also, I've heard that he smells like sulfur as well. That's true. It's an objective fact.
Fact check true.
Fact check true. He might have crawled out of the hell. Some people say he's a lizard. I don't know.
Might have or definitely did.
Did. I wouldn't say that because I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but maybe he is. Who knows? Mm. I don't know. I like lizards, but I don't like Christopher Mathias. Mm. So you're getting a lot of these people that are looking to that follow, you know, the far right, that follow these things. Of course, I'm just blocking these people. I'm sure they have alt accounts, right? They're not very successful. They have like 56,000 followers. They've been online for like for a very, very long time. Like,
and remember too, that anyone in their eyes that's far right is just anybody who probably has an American flag in their front yard.
Yes. Yeah. So Christopher Mathias, he's been, had his account for 11 years. He's verified. He has all the corporate money, everything behind him. Can't really get anywhere. So instead of trying to grow his career, he makes a career out of tearing down other people's careers. And that's what they try to do. They try to destroy us. And I'm going to need you guys to track with me here. This is serious. So obviously, as when it comes to these people, I don't give them the, they don't get to read my stuff. Okay. They just don't get to. We also get people, not even just domestically, but also foreign, like this guy, journalist reporting on disinformation, conspiracy theories, cults, and extremism for BBC monitoring. So I have a lot of people from a lot of publications and, of course, also blocked. I have an onslaught. Besides the fact if you Google my name, it's like the saddest thing ever. It's like the biggest collusion to discredit my entire reputation. But it didn't work. So they're coming harder and they're planning something. I mean, in the last year, I've had an entire documentary released on me. Like, I don't know who's a plant. I don't know who's in my life. I'm not going conspiracy or anything like that. But a lot of these people that work to destroy people's careers are building a case on me. I just want to let you guys know. And at some point, information will probably come out that will seek to destroy my life. And bring it on, motherfuckers. Literally, bring that shit on. I don't care. Go ahead. I'm just letting you guys know it's coming. And it's already been bad, but that's what I was telling you, Savannah, is that they are coming for us. And as things have gotten better, and I'm grateful for, and I don't want to stop growing. I don't want to stop being grateful and seeing the hand of God move mightily. But these people also, like, they are pretty successful at what they do in destroying people's lives. And there's many people more powerful than myself, including the president of the United States, people like Alex Jones, et cetera, Gavin McGinnis, have all been thoroughly removed from the internet. And I'm just letting you know, I don't know if that time is now, but it appears that there is the beginning of the case to remove Elijah Schaefer from the internet. And that time is coming. And I'm letting you know preemptively, they have no basis to do that because all I say is what is true. And all I say is what is right. And at this point now, because truth doesn't exist, that's enough to get you taken off the air. I'm serious because they just want to kill your kids and rape them. And that's what they want to do. This is what these people want to do.
You know what's funny, Elijah, is that if we look at these Twitter accounts, in my 1 year of reporting on Twitter, my account was bigger than this after 1 year of reporting. And, you know, Twitter, of course, had to delete my entire reporting career because of that. And what do you always say, that the right has to succeed downwards and then the left fails upwards, essentially?
Yeah. We succeed. We literally have to sink as we get better because they remove our incomes. I mean, I've told you, we've lost so much money on the show and things like that. But I'm telling you that these people are watching us, that they are following our show, that they are tracking all of my social media, and they are building the case against Elijah Schaefer. And I just want you guys to be warned, and there will come a time where I will call upon you guys to cash in on some of the support here, literally, if it happens, and we will continue to fight the good fight, and we're not going to give in. We're not going to give in. I'm just going to throw that. I don't even know what to do with that. But obviously, as we get into this, our thoughts can be confusing enough, and meditation and all the insanity really doesn't have to be, which is why I got to talk to you about Headspace. Now, Headspace is your convenient dose of meditation, mindfulness, and sleep exercises to relieve stress and anxiety and help you get a good night's sleep all in one app. It actually makes it easy to catch your breath and to make time for your mental health, which, believe me, we all need right now, and I need more than ever. It's one of the most science-backed meditation apps in the world, proving meditation works. A study proves that in just 2 weeks, Headspace can reduce your stress by 14%. And for me, if I'm already at 109%, that'll get me back into a good place. So Headspace makes it easy to learn and maintain a meditation practice that will improve your mood and help you feel happier. And once you download the Headspace app and use their meditation, mindfulness, and sleep exercises, it takes just a few minutes a day to change your relationship with stress and anxiety to start feeling better. From waking up happier to getting your mind ready for bed, it's like we can't change what happens in the world, but with Headspace, you can learn to take control of your mental health and choose how you respond. I personally love their SOS mini meditations for a quick breather. They relieve my stresses, bring me a moment of peace amongst my daily chaos. I'm glad we read this because I needed to calm down for a second. I was about to pop off. Find some Headspace at headspace.com/offensive and get 1 month free of their entire meditation library. This is the best Headspace offer available. So go to headspace.com/offensive today, H-E-A-D-S-P-A-C-e.com/offensive today, and get that get that amazing, amazing 1 month free. So that actually caught Headspace. So calming. The ad read calmed me down.
You needed that this show. You really did. You really did. Just meditate. Know that God's still in control no matter what. Even though the left is trying to murder us and come after all our rights and freedoms and our kids, you can still find peace in meditation.
These satanic pedophiles are trying to destroy my whole life and the lives of everyone who has any power or stands for anything right. I'm not alone in this, but just download the app. You're so fucked. Anna is so, things are so bad right now. It is so bad.
They're pretty bad.
It is so bad. It is so bad. So I'm so sorry to the audience of this show. This has got to be the most chaotic thing. And I also do want to give SOBs a personal shout out here. So first of all, you can get merch right now using Offensive 20, I think it is. Isn't that what it is? Yeah, Offensive 20. You can get merch 20% off at the Blaze shop. So get some for your family. Go buy Slightly Offensive merch. Support me. I actually make that money myself. It literally comes to me. And also my new merch comes out. So within like 2 weeks, the OG merch won't be available anymore. So like buy merch now and buy merch then. But what's cool is I'm launching a new merch store right when it's the holidays. And then you also get coupons. So it's kind of cool. And also Sav gets a portion as well. So you will need to support us on that. And that's why you also need to subscribe to her channel, Sav Says, and support Rapid Fire Podcast. But in the midst of all of this, mm-hmm. sorry, I need to breathe here. I see you guys and I read your comments and you guys say that this show is very underrated, that even if it got 1 million views, it would be underrated. And I thank you for that because this literally this is so sad that that's truth. If you think that, because it literally means that not a lot of shows are telling the truth. And a lot of people are willing to skate around the truth. I'm just not doing that anymore. I've given up pretending and playing their games. I played a pretty safe game at one point and they still called me a Nazi, a racist, a xenophobe, and a bigot. So it's like, I'm not playing their game. I'm not going to do it. And the only reason why I'm able to not play their game is because you guys support us so well. And I'm telling you that genuinely. It's because you guys support us. And I know that. And I see that. And I know what you guys are going through. I know that you feel the combination of the anger, the fear. I know you feel the combination of the hilarity and the insanity and the depravity that's going on around us. And I know that you feel like you're going insane and you wonder if you're the only sane person on the planet. And I just want to let you know, you're not alone. That this is why people watch the show, because it connect with the people, join the Telegram, join the community, right? Really get on there, join the community. And continue to support the show however you can, whether it's through the ads, the merch, or go blazetv.com/Elijah and become an official SOB at the way. We are all in this together. We are all feeling this. Savannah and I need a vacation. I don't know if I can, but I need time off. I'm going crazy a little bit because I'm talking to Congress and I'm making my allies and I'm getting ready for whatever might be coming. And I'm just letting you know that it's not good and that things are not going to be getting better for a while. And so brace yourselves and make sure that you really get in this fight. Don't be a casual viewer of the show. Really wake people up and join the fight and join the battle together and genuinely realize that the world needs you. And I see you and I know the pain that you feel and I'm not going to abandon you guys. And that if we get fired from Blaze at any point for speaking the truth, which I don't think will happen, but if it did, or if we get taken off the air, I'm letting you know that I have everything in place. I have backup plans and backup plans for the backup plans. This show will never go off the air, and I will never stop fighting both in Congress, in the world, and on the streets, and we will not stop fighting for you guys. Just like they, you know, took Alex and people offline, but they didn't go away because they have their own infrastructure. I have a very good infrastructure ready to be put into motion, would probably only be off the air for like 30 days. And then we would be fully back online, ready to go with crypto and everything. So I just want to let you guys know that if you ever get deleted, wait and look for where we're going to be next. And you'll find out where we're going to be next on Alex Jones' show. I'm not sure if we get taken off the air and something happens and we disappear, You will see us on Alex Jones within 30 days and we will tell you where we will be. That's true. I don't know if that makes you feel better, Savannah, but that's actually a truthful statement.
Good. No, it does make me feel better. And it's really sad that we're currently living through a time right now where we, I mean, even me, for example, like I had to spend thousands of dollars to create a website so that I could have a place where my content could live. We have to go to all of these other alternative media platforms because everything that we're saying is constantly getting deleted. And it's getting deleted not because we're being misinformative with what we're saying, but because we're being too truthful with it, because we're calling out the evil, we're calling out the depravity, and we're calling out the mainstream media for the criminals that they are. Because I've reached the point as well where I'm a free speech absolutist, but free speech is not applied equally to both sides. The media is allowed to boldface lie to us every single day. But when we have the audacity to tell the truth, we're the ones that are punished. So at this point, I just think that the media are criminals. They're propaganda arms of the Biden regime. They need to be stopped. And we need to take back our country. And people need to stand up. And again, the mandatory vaccinations are the hill to die on, point blank.
Yeah, I am telling you, now is the time. Even if you've gotten jabbed, how many more boosters are you going to take?
Yeah, Elijah, did you see the Business Insider, I think, their latest article this week that said that the word booster is actually a bit of a misnomer? Did you see that? And they don't know how many vaccines are going to be enough to be highly effective against viruses, against COVID. So just so we're all aware of, you know, where we're at with boosters.
Bad things are going to happen. The bad things are going to happen. There, bad things are happening. Very bad things are going to happen. I just stock up on food, stock up on water, buy a lot of guns, get even more ammo, and just be prepared for whatever could come your way. And if nothing happens,
great.
Then great. Now you're still prepared.
You know,
so.
You know what's so funny though is that all of these like crazed media heads that are following you that report on the radicalization of the right or the right wing, blah blah blah. It's like you're the one radicalizing us, bro. It's you.
I just wanted. I literally. That's the statement. We all just wanted to grill. I wanted to flip burgers, and I wanted to interview gay Trump supporters and be like, look, we can all get along. Yeah, I wanted that. Yeah. I wanted that.
Throwback to that life.
Don't worry. Like I wanted that. I tried. I played them. I didn't play the middle ground. I mean, I still took strong stances, but I tried to unite. I tried. I said, you know, I will work with you guys. We can live together and we can't anymore. And you know how you know? You know how you know that I'm not just crazy? I thought this is like story time with you guys. I need to know in the comments if you guys like this episode because we've gotten to nothing and it's just been me and Sav ranting for like 30 minutes. So
we are the voice of the unheard. You know how like riots are the voice of the unheard? We are the voice of the right wing. Radicalized.
How did that happen? Literally, we're not even extreme. But what I want to say, I know, it's like the far right. It's like Elijah Schaefer. It's like, huh.
No, you know what? No, Elijah. I'm like, great. I am far right. I am far right because of you. So I'm also a homophobic bigot. Like, I don't give a shit, bro. I am. Sorry. Gay people pushed me too damn far, and now I don't like y'all. You did this to yourselves.
Now they write mean things about me, and I'm like, maybe it's true.
Maybe I am a bigot. You know what? I appreciate that term. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I am a bigot, fam. All right, bet. Let's go.
I know. It's like, what is the other option? Satanic, pedophile, or bigot? Yeah, I'm pretty sure being prejudiced against satanic pedophiles is pretty epic, and I'm over it.
You know?
I do credit, though, I really got to thank John Doyle for, like, do you know, like, you know how the media is always trying to get people to, like, come out and be gay? Like, it's like, you know, like that video we watched last episode where it's like, if your kid took its pigtails out or, like, made, you know, wore your heels as a kid, they're probably transgender.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're always trying to get people to be, like, trans and gay.
Yeah.
John Doyle, like, helped me to realize it's okay. It's okay to be...
To be straight?
To be right-wing. Maybe. I don't know. But what I meant is
nice.
That like...
Yeah, that's
no, John important. Doyle does not like homosexuals. But I will say this. On the real note, though, he's a very good friend of mine and a very smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
Got him a job at the Blaze, too, which is kind of cool. So I reward my friends. You're a good friend. You're a good person. I'll help you make money and I'll help you rise in power. That's actually a true statement. It's a good trait. But John Doyle is a remarkable young man. And even if you disagree with a lot of what he thinks or you don't see eye to eye on everything, the way that he's unequivocally bold in this day and age and consistent in his beliefs is very rare. And I'm grateful for that. And we all need more people like that in our lives. And we need to surround ourselves with good people. But I am telling you guys, like, there are no options left. And if you try to play their game, it will not work. And so be bold and be honest. And now is the time to come out of the closet of your, you know, hidden right-wing beliefs and your nationalist ideas and just go bold. Go all, go one, go all. Because there's not a better time to genuinely, radically love your country and to love. It's for Christ and country. Love God, come out of the woodwork. And Savannah, this is like a story time, but this is actually important. And this could be the episode that people hate more than any other episode, or it could be one people love. I don't know. I imagine it'll swing both ways.
Mm-hmm.
But Ali Stuckey does not work with people like me, okay? Like, before, I was just on her show, and if you haven't seen it, you should watch it. Do you know who Ali Stuckey's guests were? Literally her guests, her two guests before she had me on. Guess who they were?
No, I don't know.
Donald Trump and Ben Shapiro. Okay, so, like this is, okay, Ali has a great podcast. She's very talented.
Yeah.
An amazing woman. I don't blame her for not working with people like me, mm-hmm. because my brand is not safe. She has the safest brand in the book. Her audience is mostly women, I believe. And they're like wholesome people.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been so messed up
They're not SOBs.
They're not SOBs. Okay. we don't have a lot of crossover in our audiences either.
Yep.
She invited me on her show even when her own producers were like, I can't believe she wanted to have you on. But when Ali Stuckey, who got the cleanest brand in the world, is saying, I realize I can't like make divisions anymore. Like I need to pair up with the people who want to win.
Yep.
And I can't live with these people. When Ali Stuckey, who has Ben Shapiro and Donald Trump on her show, and it says the safest brand of like any podcast that's political that I know. The safest podcast will sit with me for an hour and a half. And we will literally talk about bashing in people's heads with bricks and fighting demons, slaying demons and stuff. It's the craziest podcast I've done in a long time, actually. And I never cursed once in the entire program. And instead of saying that they chopped their kids' dicks off, I actually was mature and said they mutilate children's genitals, which is how I should speak probably, but I don't care. When Ali Stuckey, the beautiful, collected, calculated woman is saying, I'm going to pair up with the SOBs and she's going to come on this show. You know, things are bad and she knows where they're going. And when she's friends with like Ben Shapiro and Donald Trump and whatnot, so she's not just like a no-name person. And she knows she's going, we're going to pair up with SOBs. Like they do know what's going on. I'm telling you, as things get bad, it's also getting better for the right wing because there is no far right and there's no center right. There is now just one unified right. We have to join together. And I love Ali and I'm grateful that she put me on her show. It's not the biggest show I've been on, of course, but I couldn't believe she let me on. When Tucker Carlson wants to work on movies together and invite me out to a studio to help premiere them, when Alex Jones wants to make more content together, everyone is working together. Glenn Beck gave Alex Jones one of his paintings, which are worth a lot of money, by the way. So it's like, we are all united. Now on the back end, we need you guys to unite with us as well and continue to support this fight, because I'm letting you know that it's like, I probably would have been canceled 2 years ago for the things I say today. And Ali would never have touched me with a 9-foot pole. She hasn't even had most of the people on this, from this company on her show that are even less severe. But when she's realizing it's war and she sees who's in the war mindset, I'm going to ask you this. What else is it going to take for you to realize this is war? It doesn't have to be violence. And we're going to find that out. We're going to talk to Marjorie Taylor Greene in just a second here, the congresswoman. Because a congresswoman, what the fuck? Congresswoman doing on slightly offended on the show? Literally, even Ricky, our head of production, was kind of like basically, oh, you guys got a congresswoman on your show? Like, this is where we're at. Because you know why? Real knows who real is. And it's almost like even if Savannah wants to leave, it's like, where else are you going to go? Because it's like, there's nowhere safe anymore. There's no safe state. There's no safe city. There's no safe country. The world is really messed up. And it's like, now's the time to just choose your allies. And the petty stuff can go away. Yes, me and Savannah had a rough start here. We did almost kill each other.
A couple times. But it's just kind of, it's because I'm a raging psychopath, you know? And I'm a raging psychopath because of the way that America currently is. Because again, you know, Elijah, you and I met at several riots last year. We saw America burn down. I've watched you get punched in the face in Philadelphia. There's a reason that I'm like this, and there's a reason I'm so hardline and I feel like I'm so on fire to talk about specific topics and information. And you know, a lot of the time people call us extreme, Elijah, but I think what we are saying is very essential. And I think that we need people more than ever now to not shy away from being called far right, if you will, because all that is a smear campaign created by the left. That's it.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? And I'll say this because, like, it's funny because I saw this tweet that I agreed with. I didn't even read who it was from. And I was laughing because I even realized I still do this kind of BS as well. Sometimes I realize how much their brainwashing has gotten to me and you don't realize it. So
yeah.
I saw this tweet that I just agreed with. I was like, oh, I didn't see the name. I didn't look at who tweeted it. I usually just read the content. And I go to retweet it. And you know how people have in their bios, like, retweets do not equal endorsements or whatever, which is like so dumb, which is basically saying I may retweet things that I don't agree with or people that I don't agree with. And they do it to cover their butts so their studios don't get them. I'm not adding that into my bio. So I look on who the tweet is and guess who the tweet is from? A gentleman named Scott Greer. And literally, I don't know anything about this guy at all. I don't know anything, but I have heard people disparage him, like neocon people, like on the right. But here's what my point. I've heard people disparage him.
Yeah.
And I went, who is this guy? Like, what is he known for? What is he known for? And I'm like, oh, somebody told me like some negative things about him. And then like, I almost didn't retweet it. And I went, wait a second. The people that told me negative things about this guy are people that I literally hate in the right wing. Like and then I'm like, what was the negative thing? Like I'm seeing like somebody told me like, someone once told me don't associate with this person, not this company. But they were like, hey, it's like not a good person to associate with. But yeah. Like, listen, I didn't not associate with him because they told me that. I haven't ran into his information. And so I looked at it and I go, oh my gosh, literally, I almost subconsciously didn't share something that I agreed with because in my brain, somebody had told me that this was not someone to associate with. And I almost like went against my own belief system based off of outside influence. I still don't really know. I know now I look at his bio. He's worked for the Daily Caller and he's got a podcast. So I still don't really know who he is. And I don't remember why they told me. Mm-hmm. I bet you he's probably a good person. No, he probably is a good person. And I shared it and I went, I almost did what I tell people not to do. But it, like, I'm admitting that, like, I still at that game that they try to get you to play with information. Yeah. Like, it's like, even if he was a bad person, which I don't know, I don't know anything. What am I going to do? Google search him? Google's a lie. What am I going to do? Read his Wikipedia page? It's all a lie. Like Marjorie Taylor Greene's page is a lie. Everybody's page is a lie. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't even know who people are, but I'm going, you know what? I don't even care anymore. I don't care. I don't know who Scott Greer is, but now I retweeted him and I'm not going to think about this. And oh, what's this person's connection? And I have some loaded guests coming on the show soon that are coming on that we're just going to go. I'm going all in. If they're going to call me names and they're going to come after us and they're going to label us, Savannah, if they're going to label you a white supremacist, it's like, there's no game to play. I'm not playing it, but I am letting people know. But so I doesn't just come across like, oh yeah, Elijah's got something I don't. I'm still healing from the bullshit game of like, who do you associate with? And who do you, you know, how I'm still recovering from that. So if you're still there too, and you don't, your boldness isn't there, I'm getting more bold too. And I'm still like detoxing from their system.
Yeah, what a lot of people don't realize with the right specifically is that we're big on reputation. We want to make, and that's why it was always like, oh, we need to take the upper hand. We need to be bigger and better than, you know, the left. Don't stoop down to their level. And it's like, no, the right is so concerned about reputation and about looks. But in reality, we should be focused on saving our country, focused on talking about the truth and saying what's right. Not worried about, oh, well, let's not associate with this person because they said something bad about Donald Trump one time. Like, we need to stop playing this game and we need to stop focusing on reputation and start focusing on, again, what actually matters in this country, which is saving it and telling the truth, basically.
Right. And you know what? And that's what I was going to say. It's like, that's what I want to tell people is like with this situation, whoever Scott Greer is, he's verified. He looks like he has a big following, whether he said, I don't know if he's done something. I don't know what, I don't know, but why would you, even if someone has done something that you disagreed with, if then they do something you do agree with, are you not allowed to associate with them? Like I'm not playing it anymore, guys. I'm not playing the game. I am not. Savannah, do you agree with me? Is this a good move? Is this our careers on the line? I'm just not playing the game anymore. I'm dying on this hill. Like I'm opting out. I'm fighting the system and I'm pairing up powerful people and I'm just not going to, I don't care about this. Like, do you remember that? There's no, I'm not playing the game. I'm over it.
Elijah, I'm truly at the point right now where you're either pro-freedom or you're not. Those are the two options. Pick a side. And if you're pro-freedom, then great, we can align. And if you're not, if you're worried about capitulating to the left, if you're worried about hurting people's feelings, then you're not my friend and you're not on my side.
Yeah. And, you know, and this is where we're going to talk more about the state of the country and what's going on with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's a friend of the show. But before we jump into that, I do want to let you know that as you move in life, life is getting more difficult. The financial markets are being squeezed. And obviously, whether you're trying to refinance student loans or buy a new home or even purchase a car, you're probably going to need a credit score to apply. And that's even if you're like, well, I don't want credit. Guess what? Even to rent a house, you even need a good credit score, right? You can even save you on your deposit. But if you don't know how to add points to your credit score, a lot of people have problems and they don't know how to add points. Well, do you know that with scoremaster.com/offense, people can add anywhere between like 60 to 90 points to their score very easily by just joining. They can find out in just like 30 days. It's so amazing. And so, you know, if you buy a house basically and you use Scoremaster, you could save $100,000 over the life of your loan. You can save like $8,000-$9,000 on a car loan. And if you're like me, do you know how much my student loans went down by fixing my credit score and refinancing them? I got my rates down from, I know this is crazy, 9.5 or 10.5%. I was somewhere in there to like 2.8%. And I'm going to refinance again. So if you're wanting to save money and you're wanting to fix your score, but you don't know how, a lot of users just join. You go to scoremaster.com/offense and you add credit score points fast. You can maintain and protect your credit score with a 24/7 monitoring and $1 million fraud insurance. So that's cool as well. You can always just check it. It only takes a few minutes to enroll, see your points, get more points, and qualify for the lowest loan rates. Visit scoremaster.com/offense. That's scoremaster.com/offense. That's scoremaster.com/offense to get started today and to learn how to add points to your credit score. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, welcome to Slightly Offensive for the first time.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be here. I love the name of your show.
Yeah, obviously you and I were just speaking. Things are getting heated. The Republican Party has abandoned this country in many ways, specifically the conservative Christian right that is fighting for the American foundational values. And you were just speaking about the attack on Representative Gosar, who is a very good friend of this show. Can you explain to the audience what exactly is happening in this targeted attack on conservatives?
Yes, and thank you for asking about that. I just walked off the House floor where Democrats have brought a censure resolution to the floor, and they're having the debate right now about it. But they want to censure Paul Gosar, and they want to kick him off of his committees simply because his staff posted a cartoon on his social media. Now, the cartoon depicts Paul Gosar fighting the Democrats. It's an anime cartoon, and Paul Gosar, he didn't even post it himself. He has made that known, and, you know, it's just another attempt by the Democrats who pretend like they care about violence and pretend like they care about people, but yet these are the same people that voted to kill babies up until birth. These are the same people that obviously support, you know, pediatric gender clinics across America. And these are the same people that don't care about anyone, any private citizen in cities and communities across America, because they cheered it on when BLM and Antifa rioted and burned down these cities and businesses and all of this. So the Party of Violence is censuring Paul Gosar today for a cartoon that they claimed was offensive and violent towards AOC.
Yeah, and they do protect their own. And that's what I want to talk to you about is I know this audience of this show has grown massively. We are in the millions. The people are watching. And I know if they're watching that they feel the same way that I do, that our allies in power are few and far between. And we don't know what the hell is going on. We don't know who's actually fighting for us. And we feel like we are living under a illegitimate regime that is subjecting us to tyranny, that is making our lives hell, and that is seeking to destroy the very foundations of this country. And I just want to know from you specifically, somebody that I look up to, somebody that I look to know what's going on. Am I in the wrong here? Is what I'm seeing incorrect? Or are we really living in a trying time such as this?
No, I think you're 100% correct. And I say it all the time. Here's the truth. And this is where my party, our party, or the Republican Party, and this is where many Americans really need to get on board with this word, communism. Communism. The Democrats are the Communist Party in America, and they're in charge. They are completely in control. And Republicans need to catch up to that fact. And Republicans our conference in the House of Representatives, we have got to start organizing and making plans on how to stop this communist takeover of America. Because as soon as it starts, it needs to be stamped out. And I see no action from the Republican conference and willingness to do so. As a matter of fact, all they're interested in doing is talking about, oh, we're going to take back the House in 22. And all they're willing to do is talk about how Kevin McCarthy is going to be speaker. But I don't see any plans put in place. And I don't see much action to stop the communists who are in control. And I'll give you some examples. I just walked out of the Capitol where the Republicans and Kevin McCarthy was leading it. It was a press conference out on the Capitol steps where they're saying things against Joe Biden's Build Back Better bill, the bill that we need to stop. But here's the issue, though. It was only just like last week, over a week ago, that our conference did not do anything to stop 13 Republicans from voting for the infrastructure bill, which is phase one of Biden's agenda. And then Kevin McCarthy and the rest of the leaders in my conference have done nothing to hold these 13 Republicans who are traitors. They have done nothing to hold them accountable, but yet they stand on the Capitol steps today and give a press conference about how we're against the Build Back Better agenda. Well, you know what? If you're against Biden's agenda, then our conference should be holding the 13 Republicans accountable. We should be removing them off of committees because they're not helping Republicans across this country. We should be taking them off of their ranking positions. By the way, 10 of the 13 are rankers. They hold the ranking position in our Republican conference on these committees, and we should be doing something about that. And then I didn't hear a word out of the GOP conference giving the press conference defending Paul Gosar, because these are the same people that didn't defend me when Democrats moved and had my committee stripped away. So you see, if the Republicans actually want to help Americans, then we need to take action. We need to have planning sessions, and we need to be doing the hard work to make it happen, not just playing Republicans on television.
Yeah, and that brings up a point. It actually makes me kind of nervous when you talk about how the Democrats have been so successful in stripping away committees. Because if you're not familiar with politics, this is really where the power comes in, the influence you can have in your party to affect change. And that's what we keep talking about on the show is that as Christians, as conservatives, as right-wingers, wherever you fall, we have a duty not only to God, but to this nation, to future generations, to fight right now where we can. And you are on the front lines. You and Gosar, and I'm sure there's a few others. I want to ask you, other than you and Gosar, who am I missing? Who's really fighting to instill and to protect and preserve the foundational principles of this country? Because at this point, I can't tell the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats.
The House Freedom Caucus is fighting. The House Freedom Caucus members are always fighting for our freedoms, for our Christian values, and for our conservative values. There are other Republicans in our conference that aren't members of the Freedom Caucus that will fight for them as well. But it's our leadership that's falling behind. And this is how we have to change it. We have to have our leadership step up to the plate and actually protect our Christian conservative values. Either that, or we have to be willing to change the leadership in the conference. And that is what we are going to have to decide when we take back the majority in 2022. So here's what's really important. You see, we have to recognize the fact that it's Republicans and Democrats together over the decades, the past decades, that have sold America out. They passed NAFTA and sent jobs overseas, closing down manufacturing plants and many American businesses, which destroyed small towns all across America and destroyed rural America. And you see these towns like the ones in my district and many other parts of our country where these small towns are now crumbling, trying so hard to stay alive. And the people that live in the small towns have so many problems. They live in poverty, or they have family members, or they themselves fall into drug addiction and alcoholism and so many sad things. But you see, the Republican Party should be the party that fights for the American people, for the American worker, for families and traditional family values. Instead of seeing what we saw with the RNC and Ronna McDaniel, where she's declaring an LGBT coalition. Well, you know, the Republican Party doesn't play identity politics. So why are we playing identity politics? Why is Ronna McDaniel doing things like that? Here's how we save America. We protect traditional family values. We need mothers and fathers together raising their kids, doing a great job like these parents have been doing, fighting these school boards and holding schools accountable because it's their taxpayer dollars that pay for the schools. We need strong traditional families raising children to be good, responsible people when they become adults. That's how you save a country. It doesn't come with playing the political pendulum that swings back and forth on every 2 years or every 4 years. That's not going to do anything. That continues that slow slide that we've had for decades now, where we're nearly $30 trillion in debt, and we are being controlled by a communist regime.
Yeah, and you're saying that the way to be healthy isn't to get double vaccinated and get endless booster shots for the next 20 years. That's interesting, though. I'm actually kind of surprised, but I do want to talk about that a little bit, about the building of the family and the way that we've been destroyed. You keep mentioning communism, and obviously, like, we speculate a lot here at The Blaze, and we try to get into things, but it seems like these people really are being bought out or influenced by the CCP. How much influence does the global communist network, or also even China directly, have on these lawmakers? Because at this point, it looks like they're serving a foreign regime and not the American people, because every move they make actually makes our country fundamentally worse. And it looks like it's on purpose.
It is on purpose. Elijah, I'll tell you how much they serve the CCP. The entire infrastructure plan and Build Back Better bill completely served China. And I'll give you one single example. The entire goal for the Democrat Party is to make America dependent on electric vehicle batteries. The whole climate change cult and the whole climate change science lies are going to force Americans to rely on China for energy. Let's talk about that and break it down. So all of us have cars and trucks we're used to driving that take gasoline or diesel. And then we do have electric vehicles that are pretty cool that Americans can choose to buy. In a free country, in our economy, our economy operates on supply and demand. So when there's demand by the customer, then private businesses create the supply to sell to the customers, right? But the government is getting involved, and Democrats have in these bills to force America completely over. They're going to change the auto industry to force Americans to only have one option by 2030, or as possibly as late as 2035. That's what they're debating on right now. They are going to make every single car and truck sold in the United States of America an electric vehicle. Well, here's the bad news, Elijah. America doesn't compete in the battery market that operates electric vehicles. These are run on rare earth minerals, and there's different types of technology that is used to create these batteries. But China dominates the electric vehicle battery market. They own the mining rights to over 85% of rare earth mineral mines all over the world. And they also dominate the production of these batteries that are used to operate electric vehicles. And so with just this one example, the Democrats are working so hard to put America on its knees so that every time we need to drive our car and truck, if we have any problem with the battery that operates our electric vehicle in the future, there's only one country that we're going to have to call for help on that, and that is communist China. So I can tell you right now, because I've read it in the bills, read it with my own eyes, the Democrats' full agenda is to force America to depend more and more on China. And this is, I can't even understand it. I don't know why it's a political party issue. It should be an American issue, and every single American should be screaming at the top of their lungs to stop the madness that would force us to depend on the communist Chinese that want nothing more but to completely take us over militarily and through our economy.
You know, it doesn't shock me that you mentioned that, because obviously we see that, but I'm genuinely getting ticked off, because why or what do these people have to gain by becoming traitors and betraying the people of this country? Because I love this nation. I know you love this nation. And those that are listening, those that are watching, I know that you love this country. And the people that are in power right now, specifically the rhinos, the people that are Republican in name only, and the Democrats that are serving the interests of right now the Communist Party, what do they have to gain by betraying us? Because they were elected to represent us. And I am telling you, I am lost for words, and I am getting to my end here trying to see what is the benefit of becoming enemies with the people that put you into office.
I can't answer for them, but what I can tell you is money and power is, it's a powerful drug, and this is what they're addicted to. So, you know, to run for your position, to run for Congress, to run for whatever you're running for, it takes money to operate a campaign. And so many of these people here in Washington and many people in other states in elected positions, they'll pretty much do anything for that money to put it in their campaign to continue running and to keep their powerful position. The lobbyists are also very powerful. But here's the other thing. So are the communist Chinese, and they've infiltrated our country on every single level. And I'm not the one just telling you that. That was something that Mike Pompeo told a large group of us as members of Congress when I had only been here for a few months earlier this year. Mike Pompeo sat in a room and told every single one of us that China has infiltrated America, not just in our government, which is very scary, but also in our, you know, education, every single school system from colleges all the way down to K through 12, and also on the school boards. They infiltrated us in our small towns, our counties, our city governments. They have infiltrated us even in, of course, what we see coming out of Hollywood. China's worked very hard, and they've been doing it a long time, because China's not stupid. And they're not short-term thinkers. They think long-term. Their plans, they don't care if they take hundreds of years or even thousands of years. They are committed to them. They're just like radical Islam. They will stay focused and continue diligently working to make their plans happen. But here we are. We're short-sighted Americans. We're so distracted by all the entertainment that we have before us, our luxurious lifestyles. We're so distracted that we're willing to give up our freedoms and put a paper napkin strapped to our ears over our face and step in line and get a vaccine as fast as possible just to be able to go to the grocery store or go to a restaurant again, which is absurd. We have to be real with what's happening and seeing it right before our eyes. This is why I say over and over again, socialist is too nice of a word for the Democrats in America. They're communist, and they are fully on board with the communist agenda in China, just like they're fully on board with the communist takeover in America. So it's time for everyone. We're going to be uncomfortable, Elijah. We are going to be in times that we didn't expect and we don't want. But here's what's going to happen. We're going to either choose to live out our Christian faith or just stay in the church pews where nothing happens. We have to put our faith into action, and that's taking our prayers from our small groups and our prayers during our Bible studies and our prayers during our quiet times and quiet places. And we have to put them in action and stop being the complacent church in America and be the church that actually protects our freedoms and protects our Constitution and protects our Christian faith and that future for our kids.
I could not agree more. And I'm telling you, I mean, while they have thousands of years and a strategic plan, we have a big gay battleship, the USS Harvey Milk, which is exactly shows our misdirected focus as a nation. And we've abandoned God. We've left God. And look at what's happened. We can't even tell what gender we are. We're majority overweight or obese. And we think that vaccines are the key to health. I mean, the backwardness of this country is alarming. And people need to realize that it is not what the government is telling them that is the way out of this. It is turning back to God. It is getting back. If you're gender confused, if you're living a lifestyle that's licentious, if you're living out there, I get it. You're human, and humans have fallen nature, but it's not the humans with fallen nature that are going to fix this. It is coming to a perfect nature, to God's nature, and to getting out there. And I want to talk to you a little bit about this. So, you know, you talk about Christians needing to get out and to get active. I know that a lot of Christians out there are living compromised lifestyles, that they feel weak, that they feel like they can't do anything, and or they're attending churches that have been infiltrated by the liberalism. And so, like, if someone's watching this, they're sitting there and they're going, well, you know, I'm not a congresswoman. I don't have a show. I don't. What can I do? What can Americans do? What should they do?
Stop compromising. And stop living in fear. You know, if you're a Christian and you actually believe Jesus's words, then, and you believe what God has to say, then you know for a fact that we're told not to fear anything. What do we have to fear? If you're a Christian and you've been forgiven by the grace of God and that was poured out on the cross and that was his son's blood, then what do you have to fear? And if you're a Christian, then you honestly know that this life is so short and it's fleeting. Then our days are numbered. Every single one of us, our days are numbered. We don't live forever like the Democrats want to act like. The Democrats are godless. They actually worship the government and they want the government to become the church. And that's how they see government. Nancy Pelosi calls the chamber in the House of Representatives, she calls it a sacred place. She called it a temple. That is not a temple. There was only one temple and it sat on the Temple Mount and it doesn't exist anymore. But what we have to be as the Christian church is we have to be our faith in action. And our faith in action stops this type of government. Our faith in action protects our children from being told they can choose whatever gender they want to be or that their sexual preference is any kind of preference that they dare imagine and tells them to try out things just to figure out what they like. You see, that's perversion and that is sexual immorality and we have to stand up against it and we have to be willing to say no and we have to be willing to stop it. But see, what Christians have to do is they have to realize, you know, you didn't have a show probably too long ago. I don't know when your show started. And I haven't been a member of Congress very long in my life. I was very much a regular person. And I think that Christians and conservatives across the country have to be willing to take action in their circle where they can affect change and they need to share their faith. And here's the other thing, and this is the most important part. You need to be prepared to be persecuted. Because Jesus told us that when we pick up our cross and we follow him, that it's going to be hard and that we will face persecution. The world will hate us because it hated him first, Elijah. And that's what the word of God says. And so if our Christian church would actually be the church and be the body of Christ, then we wouldn't be facing the things that we're facing and they would have never started in the first place. We need to stop compromising and we need to start saying, no, we hate the sin, but we love the sinner. And that's how we can truly save America.
Amen. I fully agree with that. I want to switch over a little bit to updating on January 6th and what's happening with the political prisoners there. So obviously I was there on January 6th. I am not a victim, but I've been a target also of political pressure, specifically from Eric Swalwell, trying to get Homeland Security and FBI to pressure, intimidate, harass not only myself, but members of my church, my neighbors, simply for being a federally credentialed reporter that was there that day recording events. Now, I might have still fared a lot better than the people that were protesting, that were upset about the election results because of my credential. And luckily, some laws still hold in place, like the government not jailing journalists, which I don't know how long that's going to last. But I do want to bring this up. So just a moment ago, it came out that the Arizona QAnon shaman was given 41 months for their role in the Capitol riot. And when I looked at what that role was, I was expecting to see something like, I don't know, attacking a police officer or something serious that would actually warrant putting someone in jail for nearly 4 years. I noticed that most articles said it was 3 years when I don't know if they can't count. They must not be able to. That's more than 3 years. It turns out he pleaded to obstructing a federal proceeding. And it's shocking to me what's going on. I know that you've been fighting for this. It seems like everyone's abandoned these people that are there that day. And I just want to know, is anything being done? Can anything be done to bring justice for these that are victims, I should say, genuinely victims of a political regime that's corrupted?
Yes, there should be stuff. Everything should be being done because we shouldn't be allowing Americans to be treated like political prisoners of war. Here, I can tell your listeners something they can do right now. The congressional phone number that you can call and you can call any member of Congress that you want to speak to is 202-224-3121. If you care about what's happening to January 6th defendants, and if you care about what I saw in the DC jail when I went in there and actually saw these people being persecuted, call that phone number 202-224-3121. Ask to speak to go through the list, go through every Republican and tell them to step up to the plate and stop what is happening to these January 6th defendants. A man that goes in and walks around in the Capitol dressed up in some costume, receiving 41 months in prison for simply stopping a congressional hearing is absurd. And that is communism. And this is why I keep saying it, Elijah. It is communism because in communist countries, you know what they do? They go after their political enemies. And then they also make examples of people that stand up against what they are. And that's what they're doing with these January 6th defendants. They're making an example out of them, and it's absurd. We do have a justice system in this country, and anytime someone is charged with a crime, and I make no apologies, and I'm against the riot at the Capitol that day, but anytime that someone is charged with a crime, they have due process, they have right to a speedy trial, and they are innocent until proven guilty. But that is completely being violated for these January 6th defendants. They're being abused in jail, they're being beaten, they're being denied medical treatment, they're being denied the right to get a haircut, to shave, simply because they're the unvaccinated. I mean, if you didn't know we could belong to a subclass when you're a free American, well, let me tell you, there's an even worse subclass when you're in prison. If you're unvaccinated in prison, you can't have religious services. You don't have a right to communion. You don't get any kind of special treatment whatsoever. As a matter of fact, you get denied everything. And that's what I saw in this DC jail. And so I ask anyone that's listening, please call my Republican colleagues. Please tell them to pay attention what Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has been trying to tell them about the January 6th defendants. Congressman Louie Gohmert went with me as well. But we need people to get involved. And those phone calls, you wouldn't believe what a difference they make. People don't like to receive phone calls. Republicans don't like to receive phone calls from angry Republican voters, but they need to hear. You know, if they're standing on the steps having a press conference about the Build Back Better bill, well, they should care about Americans that are being treated this way, because if we don't care about them right now, then who will ever do anything? So I'm hoping more people get involved. So thank you so much for bringing that up.
Yeah, and obviously I know that you went and visited and you saw that they actually still sing the national anthem, and it breaks my heart because this shows me that these people, although, you know, many of them, for sure, I want to say this to be clarifying to anybody who would like to take this out of context. Anyone who committed a serious offense or a crime that day, including attacking a federal police officer, something that would be an offense in any state, in any area, no matter what the day would be, obviously deserves prosecution, fair prosecution, like anybody, innocent until proven guilty. But a lot of these people are not people who committed grievances or great crimes against the state. These are people that picketed or paraded, aka exercised their right, or also just trespassed. And they are being treated like cattle. And you said that every night at 9 p.m. they sing the national anthem, and to see that they still have hope for the country, if there's anybody that shouldn't have hope for the country, it would be these people. So I'm asking you genuinely, when we see this happening in the jail, when we see these vaccine tyrannical mandates that are meant to turn us into a police state, when we look at the election that is the most fair and free in American history that we cannot question, when we look at people like you and Gosar, who you also got stripped because they try to slander you as a conspiracy theorist, as far right, all the tricks in the book. When we look at this and we come together, the cries of the people are feeling like there's no way long term we can live together peaceably with these people, that eventually things are going to break apart. God forbid. Is there still a fighting chance through the current systems at our hands to take back this country from the demonic, satanic, evil, atheist, communist, or are we going to end up facing what is inevitable and what we all fear might end up happening?
I don't know. I think the time is short. I think we have a very short window. I really do. I don't think we have much longer that we can actually save our republic and protect our freedoms and protect our Constitution. I really think we have a short time here, and that's why I ran for Congress. I'm here because I'm hoping we can save it. I'm hoping that we can protect our values and protect our way of life. But I really don't know how much longer that will take. It depends on leaders, right? It depends on people like me who get elected. And that's why I'm willing to say the truth. That's why I'm willing to call my colleagues out. That's why I'm willing to put out their phone numbers, like the 13 that voted for the infrastructure bill. And I'm hoping people at home realize that you can't just post on social media because nobody sees it and nobody cares. But what you can do is you can make these phone calls to their offices. You can write letters. You can show up. Guess what? You're still welcome here in our Capitol. You're welcome to show up and talk to people that are elected, because we actually work for you. This is a government for the people and by the people. So I'm hoping that we can save it. I'll be honest with you. But I also am one of those people that put out a poll not too long ago on Twitter and asked about a national divorce. I was asking, do people think that maybe our country's better off with Republican states and Democrat states where we have a limited federal government that doesn't mess with state rights. And if you are, you know, one of those people that wants to have abortions as many times as you can get them, and you believe in communism or, you know, a strong government, you can go live in a Democrat state and hopefully pay 80 to 90% of your money you make in taxes, paying for all the garbage that you want. But maybe if, you know, you're a Christian and you're a Republican and you believe in freedoms, then you perhaps you want to live in a Republican state where you can raise your kids and your faith and have the freedom to do that and not have to take a vaccine like I choose to not have a vaccine and I choose to not wear a mask. But, you know, I think that that's why I put that tweet out that, you know, maybe we should start talking. How many people are interested in a national divorce, which, by the way, I think I should be clear, does not involve a war. You know, people always say that, but it doesn't have to involve a war to really go to just strong Republican states and strong Democrat states and then tell the federal government to leave us alone.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, obviously, with all this going on, I appreciate you taking time out of your very, very busy schedule to speak to the SOBs, to the slightly offensive backers here on Blaze TV. And as an unvaccinated person myself who chooses not to wear masks either, I stand with you, the country that stands with you. And even if the government is no longer representing the people, I just wanted to encourage you that you are a light and you are a beacon and of hope for a lot of us. And while the slander comes, and I'm sure you face the onslaught of very dark and evil forces, that we have your back and that we are will always stand beside you no matter how hard things get. Thank you so much, Congresswoman Marjorie, for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for doing a great show. I really appreciate it. Keep spreading the truth. Thanks.
That was Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman from Virginia, that was shooting live from Blaze TV studios in Washington, D.C. And on that note, guys, thanks so much again for watching another episode of Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV. I do want to let you guys know that this is an audio-only podcast, and if you make it this far on the podcast, consider leaving us a 5-star review. It is free. It doesn't cost you anything, and I'd actually want to know what you thought about this show directly. This is very different, and this was really just our raw and real thoughts about the state of the world, and I don't know how it's going to do. I don't really know who's going to watch this. I don't know who's going to listen, but if you are, please leave that review and genuinely tell us what you think, not just about the show, but about this episode. Give me your thoughts. I'm going to actually read all of them, even if they don't get read on the show, but some of your reviews might actually get read on the show as well. We have two of them here. One's from James Stachelwitz, says, epic. Episode 205 is the first episode I watched of Slightly Offensive. Really? Well, welcome, James. And I can say I will be catching up on everything I've missed. Joined the Blaze back in May, thanks to YouTube doing Crowder like they do. And it has been a blessing. Loved this episode and finally going to do what needs to be done. It's come to leaving reviews for the show as well as you are here. Dude, isn't that our last episode? I don't even know what we're on. I don't know what's happening. James, welcome to becoming an SOB. Thank you so much for that. We also have one from Mississippi Queen, says, warning, typical side effects include but are not limited to watching way too many people announce their pronouns online. Also, if the 1-800-EMPIRE commercials happens to play nearby, you may start to dance around the room uncontrollably without warning. Seriously, one of the best shows out there. You guys make the unbearable bearable with so much laughter, all while bringing attention to serious topics. Thank you. Bad episode to read that one on because there wasn't a lot of laughing on this one. But on that note, I'm not even wearing a watch today. I always wear watches. Dude, they always want to know why my wrist says pure.
Tell us the truth, Elijah. What does
I'm not
it really
talking.
Mean?
I'm not going to talk about it.
I know what it means. I know what it means.
I'm not going to talk about it.
I know what it is.
I'm not going to talk. Okay.
You can also
sign up at blazetv.com/Elijah to join the crew. Get $10 off with promo code ELIJAH. That's blazetv.com/Elijah and become an official SOB. Take the jump. If you don't have the money to do that, then leave the review. And if you don't leave the review, you're just a bitch. You're a son of a bitch, not a slightly offensive backer.
Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. You're an SOB, but not the good kind.
No.
Anyway, make sure you follow us on all social media. And again, support Savannah as well. Make sure you follow her podcast. Make sure you follow her YouTube and just help her because, like I said, we've taken away a lot of her money and it's a good way she can make some side hustle there and you can support her, send her some super chats, give her some love. For Slightly Offensive, reporting in for Blaze TV, my name is Elijah Schaefer. May God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.